read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our friends and the book lovers and those who mourn, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is Bookshelf, broadcasting from Iran, the program that truly believes in books. The Prophet represents the correct lifestyle and the correct way of thinking. The Ahlul Bayt are the true representatives of the Prophet. Upon the Prophet's demise, we turn to no other than the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran. Their life demonstrates a behavior and wisdom that is milestones ahead of its time. Islam is not just Hussein. Each Imam has had his own unique situation and have each lived in an era with different advantages and disadvantages. So, the life of each Imam presents valuable lessons for each specific period. Each Imam is a door of knowledge and wisdom. However, on Ashura, Imam Hussein has made the greatest sacrifice. Any other Imam in Hussein's place would have made the same sacrifice, for they are all the same light of guidance. But this tragedy was the most harsh and most disturbing event. Slavery can have many faces. One is the slavery of mind. The slave, although not imprisoned by chains, is nevertheless incarcerated in his own mind by those who lead towards misguidance. Imam Hussein's sacrifice broke this chain for each person so far as his own potentials permit. Some were free thinkers and they broke free upon knowing of Hussein's endeavor. Others were not so prepared. They were not completely liberated. They had taken one step towards the truth nevertheless. Others were so biased that even witnessing the truth with their own eyes made no progress on their path towards truth. And worse yet, some became even more staunch opposers of truth. Ashura is a liberator for he who deserves freedom, but the ultimate evidence for those who decide to remain on their unholy paths. It's clear why we should keep Imam Hussein alive. He is our ideal and our path.
لما أصبح الحسين يوم عاشوراء وصلى بأصحابه صلاة الصبح قام خطيبا فيهم حمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أدنى في قتلكم وقتلي في هذا اليوم فعليكم بالصبر والقتال.
IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back. This is Bookshelf. Today we want to introduce a book on Imam Hussein. It's called Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein by Abdul Razzaq al-Muqarram and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. Okay, so this book comes in two parts. And in fact, it's such a nice book that I'm going to be covering both parts, this program and inshallah next week. Today I'm going to go through part 1, which comes in 279 pages. Its contents are introduction, author's biography, author's background, his lineage, his birth and upbringing, his mentors, the status of his scholarship, his style, his first book, his legacy, his loyalty to Ahlul Bayt, his poetry, how his life was concluded. And so this part is all about the author, and if you're wondering why, it's actually very important because when you're reading a book, you need to know who's written it. Okay, so this is the part where the book actually starts. It talks about Al-Hussein's uprising, the prophets are all on Al-Hussein's side, the intention to kill, introductory note, the verse of perdition, summary, Al-Hussein's prior knowledge of his martyrdom, Al-Hussein a conqueror, Al-Hussein among his companions, Al-Hussein on the tough day, dissertation permitted, the Sharia survived through Al-Hussein, mourning al-Husayn, feign weeping, prostrating on the turba, legislating the ziyara, preferring them over all others, composing poetry in their memory, the question of marching with the family, Alawite revolutions, the epic of Karbala, Muharram has come, the month of Muharram, Yazid son of Muawiyah, men expressing fear for al-Husayn, view of Umar al-Atraf, view of Ibn al-Hanafiyyah, Salama's view of the Hashemite ladies, view of Abdullah ibn Umar, the will, departure from Medina, in Mecca, the Kufin's letter, Muslim starts his trip, entering Kufa, the oath of allegiance, Muslim stand, Hani stand, Muslim's uprising, Al-Mukhtar is jailed, Muslim at the house of Tawa, Muslim meets Ibn Ziyad, and that's basically the end of part one. IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back. This is Bookshelf, and the book that I want to introduce to you today is called Maqtal al-Husayn, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Husayn by Abdul Razzaq al-Muqarram and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. All right, I'm going to read a part called Muslim Stand, page 247. When Muslim ibn Aqil came to know about Ibn Ziyad's speech and his explicit threat, and having come to know about people's conditions, he feared being assassinated. He therefore left al-Mukhtar's house after the dark and went to the house of Hani ibn Urwa al-Mathaji, who was a very zealous Shia. He was also one of Kufa's dignitaries, one of its qaris of the Holy Quran, and the sheikh and chief of Murad. He could easily raise 4,000 troops fully armed and 8,000 cavaliers. If he included his tribe's allies from Kinda, the number would swell to 30,000. He was one of the closest friends of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, on whose side he fought in all his three battles. He had seen and was honored by being a companion of the Prophet. When he was killed, he was more than 90 years old. Muslim ibn Aqil stayed at the house of Shariq ibn Abdullah al-A'war al-Harithi al-Hamadani al-Basri, one of the main supporters of the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, in Basra, a man who enjoyed a great prominence among our men. He had participated in the Battle of Siffin and fought side by side with Ammar ibn Yasir. Due to his distinction and prominence, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad appointed him as governor of Kerman on behalf of Muawiyah. He used to be in contact with and in the company of Hani ibn Urwa. He fell very seriously ill, so Ibn Ziyad went to visit him. Before his arrival, Shariq said to Muslim, "Your objective and that of your Shia is his annihilation, so you should stay inside the storage room. Once he feels secure at my house, you should come out and kill him, and I shall spare you having to deal with him in Kufa while you yourself remain in good health." As they were thus engaged in their dialogue, the arrival of the Emir, provincial governor, at the door was announced, so Muslim entered the storage room. When Shariq thought that Muslim had taken too long to come out, he kept taking his turban off and putting it on the ground, then putting it back again, doing so several times as he recited the following verses of poetry in an audible voice which Muslim could hear. "Why do you not Sulma greet? Greet her and those whom she does greet. A pure drink is what I desire when thirsty, though drinking it sends me to eternity. If you fear Sulma's watchful eyes for sure, against her convincing you will never feel secure." Alright, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to read the rest. If you missed the program, don't worry. We introduce Maqtal al-Husayn, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Husayn, Part 1 by Abdul Razzaq al-Muqarram and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research, Karbala, Iraq. We will be covering part 2 of this book next week, and you can download an archive of our program from our website and also give us your feedback and opinions. Until next week, from IRIB English Radio and Bookshelf, Assalamu ala al-Husayn.
برادر پاسبانه زهر سوزند حجم دشمن با این همه من پاسبانی که توانم